knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salamu alayka ya
Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues and blessings in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah, the last and final Messenger sallallahu alihi wa sallam, has told us that that individual who recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alihi wa sallam only once, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall send upon him 10 blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, this is the fifth, the second last competition of the first round. Yes, you are watching Quiz Time. This is a quiz program with 12 teams. 12 teams representing 12 different cities, each team playing against each other. Now, we have had 4 competitions previously, 4 winners and 4 who did not win. Inshallah Azzawajal, today my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have another competition. Who is it between? We have towards my right, mashallah Azzawajal, the brothers from Warsaw, and towards the heart, alhamdulillah Azzawajal, mashallah, we see Dr. Zirak Saab right there in the middle. Yes, they are from Leicester. So today is Warsaw versus Leicester. 12 teams, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, 6 winners and 6 will not win. But remember that from those 6 teams who do not win, 2 teams will be given a second chance. Which 2 teams will these be? These will be those 2 teams from amongst those 6 teams who lost. The 2 with the most points. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers, let's take a look firstly at the scoreboard. Right at the top, alhamdulillahi azzawajal, we have 2 teams who have tied. 1, Bradford, and another team also with 59 points. We have Coventry in first place. Followed closely behind with 58 points is Luton. 57 points, we have Manchester. Each one of these 4 teams had won. Each one will go through to the second round. Another 4 teams in 5th position, if you wish to say. We have London with 56 points. London with 56 points. Followed by Bolton with 55 points. And tying in the last position, we have Dewsbury and Rochdale with a humble 53 points. Which means, for you to go through to the next round, firstly, yes, if you win, you're through to the next round. But if you do not win, you need to, at least in this moment in time, pass 55 marks. 55 marks or more. And then inshallah azzawajal, you can still possibly, depending on the next competition too, you can possibly still go through to the next round. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I am looking forward to today's competition. It looks like it will be a brilliant one, inshallah azzawajal. Let's quickly take a look at which segments we have for today. As usual, for the first round, this is the first segment. Yes, we shall be testing their memories, the memory test. Followed by true or false, and then spin the wheel. The false segment, multitasking. The fifth segment, spell test. And lastly, general questions and answers, Q&A. For some, they will be given 30 seconds to answer. For some, they will be allowed to confer between themselves. They will be allowed to talk to each other, to discuss. But for others, they will walk the path alone. For others, they will not even get any time. They must give answers quickly and immediately. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, six segments. Let's begin with the first segment. Just before we do go to the memory test, alhamdulillah, we do have our teams. We have here our Warsaw team, and mashallah, Leicester team too. If you could please introduce yourself, each individual, if you could please introduce yourself.
My name is Muhammad Ali Tahir Attari from Warsaw, UK.
And you're also a Hafiz Sahib. MashaAllah, you've memorized the glorious Quran by heart. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala grant you barakah. What is it that you do?
I study in Jamiat al-Madina. Darjah Thaniya.
In the second year. Brilliant, MashaAllah. And then in the middle?
Munib Shah from Warsaw, currently teaching in Jamiat al-Madina, Birmingham, UK.
So he's teaching in Jamiat al-Madina, Birmingham. He's from Warsaw. We have with us Leicester, but we have another team from Birmingham. So who are you representing? Are you representing Birmingham? Imagine you have to go up against them. What are you going to do? Allahu Akbar, you're representing Warsaw. SubhanAllah. In a way, both maybe. But you got to stick with one. You're taking the side of Warsaw. So we have a student of the second year, mashallah, a teacher of Jamiatul Madina. It seems like it's going to be a tough one for you guys. How about the...
My name is Muhammad Babin. I'm also a student of second year Jamiat al-Madina, Birmingham.
You're also a student of Jamiat al-Madina, Birmingham.
Hafiz as well.
And he's also a Hafiz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah, mashallah. Also a Hafiz al-Quran. So two Hufaz, mashallah, a Madani, a teacher. The two Hufaz are also students from Jamiat al-Madina. Let's see who we are going up against. From Leicester, we have...
My name is Qasim Attari. I'm from Leicester.
You're from Leicester, mashallah. Brilliant. And what is it you do?
I'm studying in college, level 3.
You are studying in college. What is it you are studying?
Electrical installation.
Electrical?
Installation.
Installation. Ooh, that sounds very good, very technical. How about yourself?
My name is Dr. Zirak. I'm a medically qualified doctor and also have responsibility within Dawat Islami for health and safety and safeguarding.
Allahu Akbar. So on the one side we have a Madani, mashallah, on the other side we have a doctor. And how about the third brother?
My name is Muhammad Kamran Attari. I'm from Leicester. And I'm in Leicester's Madani Kafla Zimadar.
MashaAllah, you're Madani Kafla Zimadar. Brilliant. We've had one before too. Alhamdulillah, Azzurul. Those people who wish to travel on the Madani Qaflas to go invite others towards goodness, he's one of the heads to that, we can say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Now, I said about doctors writing. You see, because you have a pen and paper in front of you, that doctors writing is very difficult to read, isn't it? But that's good, because it's only you that has to read it. Because when you write, nobody else is going to be reading it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Yes, they do have pens and papers, but this can only be used for the spell test. This will only be used for the spell test. And nevertheless, so we don't need to worry about, mashallah, Dr. Saab's writing. How is your writing anyway?
I would say, alhamdulillah, I'm one of the exceptions.
Are you, mashallah?
Can be read easily.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Let's begin. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
You feeling nervous? How about yourself?
Alhamdulillah, confident.
You feeling confident?
A little bit nervous.
A little bit nervous. Do you think you're going to win against them, lose?
Inshallah.
How about Team Leicester?
A little bit nervous.
A little bit nervous.
Alhamdulillah, we are looking forward to the competition. We can see we've got a very strong team against us, but inshallah, Azawajal, we are here to try to learn the knowledge, to share the knowledge, and inshallah, Azawajal.
Exactly. Just taking part is winning. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to the first round. The first round is the memory test.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
The the memory test. Yes, we shall be testing them on their memory. There will be a clip which will be played, about 5 minutes or so, by one of our Muballighs of Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this brother. He will tell us about a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. The contestants, you will need to watch and listen very, very carefully to each word he says. And you will need to be able to remember what he says. Because after having watched this clip, it is quite a long one. And after having watched this clip, you will be asked questions about that clip. Yes, 5 questions each team. Are you ready to take a look at the clip?
Inshallah.
Are we ready? MashaAllah. How about the audience? Are we ready? Put your hands up if you're ready. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. But if you're on the channel, let's take a look at the clip for memory test.
Sayyiduna Khalid bin Zayd bin Kulayb radiyallahu ta'ala from the Banu Najjar was a great and close companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Abu Ayyub, the father of Ayyub. When the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Medina after his hijrah from Makkah, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first stopped at Quba on the outskirts of Medina and stayed there for some days. The first thing he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was build a masjid, which is described in the Quran as the masjid built on the foundations of piety, taqwa. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Al-Madinatul Munawwara on his blessed camel. The chiefs of the city stood along the path, each one wishing to have the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam staying at his house. The camel continued traveling, closely followed by the eyes and the hearts of the people of Madinatul Munawwara. The camel continued in this fashion with the people following it until eventually it hesitated at an open space in front of the house of Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub radiyallahu anhu's house had 2 stories. He vacated the upper floor, removed his and his family's possessions so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam could stay there. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam preferred to stay on the lower floor. The land of Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibihi as-salatu wasalam belonged to 2 youngsters by the name of Sahal and Suhail. And it was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu that paid the money to purchase the land. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala an later led a distinguished military career, so much so that it was said of him, he radiyallahu an did not stay away from any battle that the Muslims fought from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to the time of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, unless he was engaged at the same time in another matter. The last campaign he took part in was the one against Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala an at that time was a very old man, elderly man, almost 80 years old. After only a short period engaged in the battle, Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala an fell ill and had to withdraw from fighting. His last message to his army for the people was, Abu Ayyub urges you to penetrate deeply into the territory as far as you can go, that you should carry him with you and that you should bury him under your feet at the walls of Constantinople. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala and breathed his last. After the conquest of Constantinople by the Ottoman ruler Sultan Muhammad II, a tomb was constructed above his grave and a masjid was built in his honor.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's go to the first question of the day, the first question of the competition. Let's begin with Wasl. Hazrat Abu Ayyub is what he's famously known as. But what was his real name?
Sayyiduna Khalid bin, not sure about the father's name.
Sayyiduna Khalid bin, you've got a few seconds left.
Their grandfather's name is Kulayb.
grandfather's name is Kulayb. We're not looking for the grandfather, we're looking for the father.
Sayyidina Khalid bin Kulayb.
Sayyidina Khalid bin Kulayb is not exactly the correct answer, but Sayyidina Khalid is the correct answer. And but because he did not get the full name, I will be deducting 1 point. So you still get 1 point for that, inshallah. Next question. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal for team Leicester. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu was from which tribe?
He was from the tribe of Banu Najjar.
He was from the tribe of Banu Najjar. Excellent. Next question. Again, coming back to Warsaw. When migrating towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, at which place outside Medina Sharif did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay at for some days and build a masjid?
Quba.
Quba. Brilliant. Next question. At Quba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam built a mosque. This mosque has been described in the Quran as the mosque built on the foundation of
Foundation of piety.
Excellent, the foundation of piety, the foundation of taqwa. Brilliant, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Coming back to Warsaw. Next question. Hazrat Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his house had two stories. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam preferred to stay upon which floor?
The first one.
Excellent, the first floor. Next question. The land of Masjid al-Nabawi initially belonged to two youngsters. Name any one of them.
It was two young boys, Sahil and Sohail.
Excellent, they've gone both, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Next question. Complete the sentence. It was said of him, he did not stay away from any battle the Muslims fought for from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the time of the great companion Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, unless
he was engaged in another battle.
Unless he was engaged at the same time in another battle. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Next question. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. The question is, during the last battle he participated in, he was very, very old and elderly. What was his age approximately?
80 years old.
He was approximately 80 years old. Brilliant. The last question for this segment. For Team Warsaw, the question is, where did he wish to be buried?
In modern day Istanbul.
Modern day Istanbul, brilliant, excellent. Constantinople also accepted. MashaAllah, they've got the answer. The last question for the first segment, Team Leicester, the last question is, who later conquered Constantinople?
Sultan Muhammad II.
Excellent, Sultan Mehmed, as is known in Turkey. Oh, Sultan Muhammad II. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Brilliant, they're doing very, very well. First segment's up. How did you find that?
Alhamdulillah, good.
You found it quite good? What happened? One mistake? It happens, doesn't it?
Yes.
No problem, is it? No, you can catch up, can't you? Inshallah, you guys are looking, mashallah, I can see those smiles.
There's 5 segments to go.
There we go, there's 5 segments to go, mashallah. Who thinks? Do you think they'll be able to catch up?
Well, inshallah, we have got Sayyid Saab, we'll follow them behind, inshallah.
So Allah, they're going to follow you. You're not really following behind if you've gone ahead, are you? Mashallah, no problem. Inshallah, sometimes you go ahead to prepare things for those coming after. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. That's the first round known as the memory test. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Leicester, from 5 questions, they answered every single question correctly and they have 10 points, that is. And Warsaw, from 5 questions, 1 question, a little, you can say a little doubt. You are left with not 10, but 9 points. points that is. You're doing brilliant. Brilliant, mashallah. Both sides. Are we ready to go to the next segment?
Alhamdulillah.
Ready to go to the next segment? Mashallah. The next segment is true or false.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
True or false? Let's begin, inshallah. Let's begin from the right. Question number one. Remember, for this you are not allowed to confer. For this I am expecting very quick answers. If you do not answer quick enough, I will move to the next team. Have you understood? Yes. So the first brother on the right, he will answer the first one. The first will answer the first, followed by the second, the second, the third, etc. Each person will answer three questions. But the one right at the front, they will answer four, because you have 10 for each team. Understood? Are we ready? Shall we begin? Let's go. Question number one. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would use his staff to support him whilst walking.
True.
True. Brilliant. For the people of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, hunting was made haram on Saturdays.
Let's learn knowledge of deen.
Next. In Persian, the word Bihisht translates as Jannah.
True.
True. Excellent. The family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are not ma'soom.
True.
Excellent. Only the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are ma'soom. And the angels, of course. Next question for Warsaw. The Dabatul Ard will speak eloquently.
True.
Brilliant. It is the practice of the fire worshippers to remain quiet whilst eating.
True.
True. Brilliant. Next question for Warsaw. Ostentation is a form of shirke azghar.
True.
True. Brilliant. Next question. The bridge of Sirat in Sahel, which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword.
True.
That is incorrect. The bridge of Sirat is not inside the fire of hell. So that was incorrect. Next question. A time will come to pass when there shall be no envy, malice or jealousy amongst the people.
True.
True. Excellent. The Prophet's uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, delivered the nikah ceremony during his marriage to Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra.
False.
False. Excellent. Next question. Imam Muhammad ibn Idris rahimallahu ta'ala is not the leader of the Shafi'is.
Let's learn knowledge of thee.
He is the leader of the Shafi'is. That was a trick question, the way it was worded. Allahu Akbar. Next question. Upon sneezing, it is wajib to recite Alhamdulillah.
False.
False. Brilliant. Next question. The length of the miswak should not be more than a handspan.
True.
True. Brilliant. Next question. Whilst eating, raising the right knee and sitting on the left leg is sunnah.
True.
True. Brilliant. Surah Mulk is in the 29th part of the Quran.
True.
True. Excellent. Khatun Jannah, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
True.
True. Excellent. It is fard upon every Muslim to acquire the knowledge of the
truth.
True. Excellent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal.
False.
False. Excellent. MashaAllah. Gee, the last question. Eid al-Fitr falls on the 1st of Shawwal.
True.
That is true. And now the last question for Team Leicester. The blessed shrine of Hazrat Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is situated in Badr.
True.
False. Allahu Akbar. Both teams, mashallahu azzadul, did brilliantly. True or false? But where does that leave us? How many points did MashaAllah Azza Jal, our brothers from Warsaw gained 10 questions for each team. Leicester has gained 14 points. And Warsaw has gained 18 points.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah, which means what? That Warsaw has now taken the lead. Have you taken the lead? We shall find out very, very soon, inshallah. That's only the second. Let's move to the third segment. What is the third segment? This is where, mashallah, it does get exciting. I hope it already was exciting, by the way. How much more excitement do we need? Let's go to the third segment. Spin the wheel.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Spin the wheel. What happens is the brothers will be spinning the wheel. Upon having spun the wheel, well, whatever the sign indicates towards, whichever color it lands on, for example, green, they will take the green envelope, and within the green envelope, they will find a piece of paper upon which a sentence or a phrase has been printed. You will take a look at this, you will memorize it, you will show it to me so I know what it is too, that you will be trying to say, and you will speak, but not by moving your lips, no. Rather, you will be speaking by means of gestures, sign language, ishara. And your team members will need to deduce and to ascertain as to what it is you are trying to tell them. You will have 30 seconds to complete the message. Let's, inshallah, begin from the right. Would you like to spin the wheel yourself, or would you like to call a brother up to come and spin the wheel? Oh, he's already chosen one brother that's safe in the audience. Alhamdulillah, a student of our Madrasat al-Madinah. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you are well and in the best of health, safe. Would you like to spin the wheel? Go on then, go ahead. Spin the wheel for us then. Put some strength into it. There we go, he's on the wheel. What color is that then? That's the yellow. Are you going to hand him the yellow envelope? Let's give him the yellow envelope, inshallah. You can come over here. Very good. Jazakallahu khaira. We will give you a gift and you can take a seat, inshallah. That was, mashallah, brother Saif from Madrasat al-Madinah. G, have you taken a look at the note? He can't be showing them this. You have to, by means of sign language. Ooh, this looks like an interesting one. What do you think? Pretty long, but interesting. Now, by means of gestures, if you could slightly move forward, you could look towards them, and your 30 seconds will begin. Are you ready? And you can start now. Your 30 seconds will begin now.
How many words? 4 words. Speaking, eating, talking, speaking, talking, eat, speaking out loud. You shouldn't speak out loud. Shouting. You should not shout. With anger. You should not shout. You should not talk too much. You should not. You should not. Shout loudly. You should not shout amongst each other whilst talking.
You should not shout whilst talking. You got the shouting part, and you did eventually get to it. Do not shout, or you shouldn't shout whilst talking. But you got it after the time. But the you do not shout part, for that you will gain 1 point. So even then, very, very good. For that, you do gain 1 point. That is not two. 1 point has been deducted. Let's learn. Team Leicester, are you ready? Come along. One of you can spin the wheel if you like. Yes. You can choose somebody if you wish. Yes. The Madini Munna, mashallah. Mashallah. Welcome up. This is Jamal. MashaAllah, can you reach that? Yes, you can reach it. Oh, there we go. That's a brilliant one. Jamal, if you could turn towards the cameras that way. Jamal, would you like to Inshallah, give us. I saw you smile. It was a beautiful smile. You want to share that with them over there? MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our young Jamal. MashaAllah, adhaqallahu sinnak. That was a brilliant spin there. Better than a lot of the rest of the brothers who were spinning it. Nevertheless, MashaAllah. Gee, so the color is pink. Would you like to take the pink envelope? Within the envelope, you should find a piece of paper. Let's see what that piece of paper says. Ooh, I was just going to say it there. Have you got that? You sure? Do you wish to come a little forward, inshallah? You will have 30 seconds. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Time starts.
So eating, cooking,
giving
food, vomiting, and pet ka kufla madina. So excellence of hunger, food, yeah.
Allah, I would say those gestures, that sign language is actually brilliant. Brilliant face expressions too, mashallah. But it was not an easy one, I must admit. It was not an easy one. The actual answer is fast food is bad for your health. Yes, fast food is bad for your health. Dr. Sahibi should have got that one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. So those facial expressions.
Very good.
I love them, honestly. I love that. Have you got some sort of experience in sign language?
A little bit, because some of my relatives, my grandma, she used sign language.
Allah,
but the person with understanding needs to have experience.
Yes, exactly. It's not just, it's a two-way thing, isn't it? If I was to speak Chinese to you, you don't understand Chinese. It's not good, is it? MashaAllah, it takes two people to converse. MashaAllah, wa azzajal. Brilliant. Let's come back to this team, inshallah. Team Warsaw. We have their teacher teaching them in sign language. Let's see what he's teaching them. First, let's spin the wheel. Take a spin yourself. You spin the wheel. It stopped on a darker blue, that between the light blue and the purple. If you could also take the relevant envelope. Are you ready? The team, you ready? If you could move a little closer, please. 30 seconds, you have.
Three words. Imam Ashraf. Crown. Crown.
Crown.
King. King. First one.
King.
Is king. Second.
Yes.
Book. Quran. Book.
Book.
King's book.
King.
Book. King. Book.
King book.
Fly.
Fine. Adventure.
Five.
King's throne. King's book. Pacha ki hadiyan.
King's crown. King's book. The correct answer is the king of jinns. King of jinns. Now, because he didn't get the word king, I will give you 1 point for that. Excellent, mashallah. And I like the way they did it, in fact. You had a method, didn't you? So, you like the three words. This is how you begin with. The three words. So
first question is, how many words are there?
Okay, second, so how many words?
Secondly, generally, if it's a book, or then we limit the options for the person. So, it'll be easier. That
way. So, that's a little unfair. You have a bit of experience, right? But, mashallah, that brother has quite some experience, too. Mashallah. Let's go to the second team, Leicester. Come along. Knowledge is light. Ready to spin the wheel? Or can we have, yes, Abu Bakr? MashaAllah, we have another student of Jamiat al-Madinah. MashaAllah, Abu Bakr. How are you, Abu Bakr? Are you okay? Come on and spin the wheel. Give it a spin. That was a quick one, wasn't it? Oh, where's it landed on, Abu Bakr? What color? Pink, do you want to take the envelope? Yes? And the offer them. Jazakallahu khair, Abu Bakr, mashallah.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Ooh. Are you ready? The team, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes? Brilliant, let's go. 30 seconds.
Oh, how many letters? Buddha. Dil ka mareez. Bimar.
Can't walk.
Huh? Doctor.
Heart attack.
Falaj. Huh? We should help the old person.
The time is up. He said we should help the old person. It is actually I, not doctor. When he was pointing towards himself, it was I. MashaAllah, but that's the correct answer. Yes.
SubhanAllah.
I love to help the elderly. MashaAllah, I or we helping the elderly. That is accepted. And you will be given two points for that. MashaAllah. Warsaw, come along.
Oh. Strong spin.
Yes. Oh, same color. Again, let's take an envelope. Open the envelope. Within the envelope, you will find a piece of paper. Are you ready for it? Are you sure? The team, this is the last one for this segment. Are you ready? Are you sure? How about you guys? Are you guys ready? Maybe you'll get a bonus point. If they give you that opportunity, that is. You ready? Everyone's ready? If you could please move a little forward. Perfect. And let's begin. 30 seconds.
Five words.
30. Book. 30 Madani. 30 Swarin. 30 Swarin, the Holy Quran.
There are 30 paras, there are 30 parts within the Holy Quran. Excellent. You have 2 points for that. The last one now for Team Leicester. Are you ready? Do you wish to come up?
Yes.
If you don't, you can just say, no, I don't, I'll skip it. You'll only lose the point.
We'll get the point.
That's fine, mashallah. Let's give it a spin, mashallah. Ooh, it's landed on the yellow. If you could please take a yellow envelope. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Ooh. Quite a long one there. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sure.
Without moving your mouth, without speaking, you can't, for example, move your mouth the way they did. So it's a means of gesture sometimes, like mouthful, whatever it may be, for example. But as long as you are not speaking or even mouthing words. Are you ready? You have 30 seconds.
Kitne alfaz hain?
Quiet.
Wuzu. Miswak.
Miswak.
Wuzu.
Miswak.
Wuzu. Wuzu mein miswak sunnat hai. Is the sunnat. Miswak.
Wuzu mein miswak karna to do miswak in the wudu.
Is sunnah.
We are going to accept and you will have 2 points for that. You should use the miswak during ablution. MashaAllah wa azzawajal. Brilliant, that's another 2 points. So where does that bring both teams? Now for this segment, the third segment brings us to what? For this segment in particular, Team Warsaw, you have gained 4 points. And Team Leicester, you have also gained 4 points for this segment. Which brings us to a total of what? Team Warsaw, you now have a total of 31 points. MashaAllah wa Azza wa Jal. And Team Leicester, a total of 28 points. Not 30, but 28 points. A difference of 3 points. Which I would say this, we're having quite a change, aren't we? So from one team leading ahead, then the other team, it's a very good competition. These next two segments are a game changer. Let's take a look at which segment we have next. We have multitasking.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Multitasking. What shall happen in this segment, my dear viewers? For those that have watched this previously, you would be aware. For those that are watching this for the first time, we will be testing them on their ability to multitask, performing various tasks, more than one task, that is, all at one time simultaneously. Yes. What shall happen? A clip, an animation shall be played. This animation has no sound. You will be asked to come closer to get a good look at the screen. You will take a look at that clip. Now, what will the clip depict? There shall be a number of people walking from one end to the other. In between, there will be a structure, some sort of pillar, and some people will go missing. You may see them on one side, but after the pillar, you may not see them. It is your job to count how many people there are in order for you to be able to determine how many persons or people went missing. Have you understood?
Yeah.
Have you chosen somebody to you also? You've chosen somebody, who is it?
Shasab.
It is Shasab. Why is it that you've chosen Shasab?
Observing, the observation is good.
Let's see how good his observation is. Come over here, it's not only observation we are testing, it is his ability to multitask. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? The team, everyone, the audience, are we all ready?
Yes.
Shall we take a look at this clip? Come on then, let's have the first clip of the day.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Manif Shah Saab, your answer.
Three people went missing.
That's his answer. Three people went missing. What did you guys get?
Three.
You guys also got three? Brilliant. How about you guys?
We also think three.
You got three too. Imagine you're all wrong. You guys got three. You got three too.
Two missing.
Okay, so now Dr. Saab doesn't agree with the rest of them. No. He thinks two missing. And he's confident too. You confident?
Yes.
Two people went missing. Let's take a look. What is the correct answer?
Let's learn knowledge of this time.
Missing persons, three people. MashaAllah, brilliant, you have that correct. I was wondering, is the team going to stick with you for the next one or are they going to change? MashaAllah, that was brilliant. Three. Now, Team Leicester, are you guys ready?
Yeah, we've chosen Kamran, my team.
You've chosen Kamran, why? Because it's definitely not yourself. It can't be used, one of them two. You've chosen Kamran, let's see if that works in his favor. Let's go to the next clip.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Do you want to get any closer? Is that good enough? Have you come up with an answer? Probably you're correct. You're not too sure. How about you guys? You've come up with an answer. Have you guys come up with an answer? Yeah?
Yes.
You have an answer. The audience, there is a few with their hands up, mashallah. A few have come up with an answer. First,
I think four people went missing.
You think four people went missing. Do you concede? Are you with him? Do you think four people went missing? No, they do not think four people went missing. How many do you think went missing?
Five.
You think five people went missing. So there's four, one answer, and another answer is five. How about you guys? What do you guys think?
Kasim Bhai thinks four went missing.
He thinks there's four. How about yourself?
I think there were two went missing.
Again, you just love the number two, don't you, mashallah? How about the audience? Let's turn towards the audience. A show of hands for four people. How many people think four people? Okay, mashallah, there's one there. How many think five? Nobody. How many think two? Oh, we got a few.
I'm not the only one.
Yes, you're not the only one, mashallah. Let's take a look. What is the answer? And we shall find out how easy this segment is. Let's learn knowledge of these times. Missing persons? Five. Allahu Akbar.
Do we get the point?
That's the first one done for each team. You can stick to the same person. Or maybe you think, let's give another one a chance. What do you think?
Same person.
Same person? You're happy? We can stick him with mashallah Shamanib. Come along then. Allahu Akbar. Let's go to the next clip. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. What do you think? Easy, hard?
Easy.
Easy? How did you find it? Easy again, easy. How are you guys?
Yeah, we think we got
it. You think you got it this time? Maybe third time correct, eh? Inshallah, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless them. Let's have your answer.
Eight people
went missing. We've heard some subhanallah. Does that mean he's correct or just...
Correct.
That's what you think, he's correct?
So we agree with him.
You agree with him, they concede. Let's take a look. What is the correct answer? Let's learn knowledge of thee. Missing persons is eight, mashallah. Mashallah, who has a brilliant shasa. Multitasking there. This is the first round.
See.
How are you feeling now, Kubra? You still feeling confident?
We'll send Kasim by this time.
This time we'll send somebody else. Come along. Come along, Kasim, mashallah. Are you ready? You sure you're ready? You guys? Are we ready? Everyone? Audience, we're ready? Let's go ahead then. Next clip. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. I saw him pointing. He was counting, wasn't he? He was counting. What did you think of it? Not sure. Look, don't give us an answer. You've come up with an answer though. You've come up with an answer. Brilliant. You come up with an answer? Everyone, have you guys come up with an answer? Audience, do we have an answer? Let's first listen to mashallah, Brother Qasim. What is your answer? 10. Is that your answer? 10. You guys?
10 also.
You guys also think 10?
10.
You also think 10. The rest of you show hands for 10? It seems the majority of people are with 10. Is there anybody that thinks otherwise? Something else? You think 13. There's another one, 13. Let's see who is correct. Let's learn knowledge of these. And the missing persons are 10. Mashallah, mashallah. That is the end of the multitasking segment. for Team Warsaw from the two clips. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Shah Muneeb Sahib has answered both correctly, which has gained them an extra 4 points. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And Lester, who went ahead in the beginning, but then it seems
consistently behind Shah Sahib now.
Now it's consistency behind Shah Sahib, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. But from the two, only one was answered correctly, which means that for this segment, you have gained an extra 2 points, mashallah. Which means there's two segments to go. Now, one thing to say, that this next segment we are going to, this can be a game changer. This can really change everything. Why? Because my reviews of Madani channel, what is the next segment? What is the next task? This is the spell test.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Spell test. My reviews of Madani channel, yes, in the English language, they will be tested on their ability to spell words in the English language. Now, the words sometimes seem quite simple, but these words which will be given are from the 100 most misspelled English words. So many people are very confident, that's an easy word, I write it every day, but every day they write it wrong. Sometimes they have no idea they're writing it wrong. Why? Not because the word is very difficult, but sometimes the person is unsure. Is it a C or is it an S? Is it a single C or is it a double C? Is it an I and E or is it the other way around? Is it the E that comes before the I? Who knows? These contestants must tell us. Each contestant will be given two words each. You do have a pen and paper to help you write, but you are not allowed to confer. You are not allowed to ask each other. If somebody gives a wrong answer, for a bonus point, it could be passed on to the next team. And you will be given a total of 30 seconds to say the answer. And within the 30 seconds, you must complete your answer. Are we ready? All of you are confident? Yes, how about you guys?
Yeah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
We are looking forward to this.
You are looking forward to this, mashallah. We have our Dr. Sahib who will be scribbling. He says he's an exception, by the way. So I don't know, can doctors read their own writing many times?
Yes, they can.
They can read their own writing. Now let's move to the spell test. We will begin with Team Warsaw. Word number one. The word is across. You have 30 seconds. Yes.
A-C-C-R-O-S-S.
A-C-C-R-O-S-S. That is their answer. But that answer is incorrect. That answer is incorrect. Without any speaking, without any conferring, if one brother, for a bonus point, here's your opportunity, here's your chance, unless, as you wish to say, you're going to consistently remain behind, then that's up to you. But you can't get a bonus point.
It's A-C-R-O-S-S.
A-C-R-O-S-S. Excellent. It is one C and not two C's. And that is the mistake which people make. Excellent. That's a bonus point for Team Lester. But now, Team Lester, you have your own word. And this is for Brother Qasim. Remember, no referring, no talking. Are you ready for your word, Qasim?
Yeah.
You're ready? The word is appearance. The word is appearance. You have 30 seconds.
A-double-P-E-A-R-A-N-C-E.
A-double-P-E-A-R-A-N-C-E. Ooh. He's not sure, he's putting a finger up. That's actually the correct answer. Mashallah, brilliant answer. Coming back to Team Warsaw now. Team Warsaw, the next word is environment. Environment, you have 30 seconds.
Environment.
Allahu Akbar, that is the correct answer, mashallah. The next word is embarrass.
So embarrass.
Embarrass is the answer they have given. That is incorrect. We will offer a bonus point for Team Warsaw. That's again no conferring, but it seems like you wish to give the answer. Yes.
Embarrass.
Embarrass. Mashallah, that is the correct answer. Now again, Warsaw, your next word is the word foreign. Foreign. Foreign person. Person who's 30 seconds have begun. You guys?
Say it.
Go along with you.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N is the correct answer. Next word. The word is 40.
F-O-R-T-Y.
F-O-R-T-Y, a very quick and brilliant answer. Mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Next word. Incidentally.
Incidentally.
Excellent, that's a double L there. Many people think it's a single L. Brilliantly spelt out, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Back to Team Leicester. The word is grammar.
Grammar. G-R-A-M-M-A-R.
G-R-A-M-M-A-R. Excellent. Next word. Lightning. The word is lightning.
L-I-G-H-T-E-N-I-N-G.
L-I-G-H-T-E-N-I-N-G. For a bonus point.
L-I-G-H-T-I-N-I-N-G.
T-I-N-I-N-G is also incorrect. Nobody gains a point. The correct spelling is L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N-G. And Leicester now has a chance. The next word for Leicester is irresistible.
It's IRRESISTABLE.
IRRESISTABLE. That is not the correct answer. For a bonus point. For Warsaw to make up for the last points they've just lost. One person, please answer.
IRRESISTABLE.
TABLE. You've spelt it exactly the way he spelt it. It was wrong first. I can't say it's right this time. But it was not an A, rather, it was an I. Yes. So we would think that word's not so difficult, but because the way we pronounce it, irresistible. So we think it's an A, but rather it's irresistible. bow. So again, no points there, that is. And now, for the last word of this segment for Warsaw team, the word is parallel. The word is parallel.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
P A double R A double L E L.
P A double R A double L E L. He actually did answer after the time had finished, but he answered incorrectly nevertheless. And so, Team Leicester, another chance you have.
P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L.
P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L is the correct answer, mashallah. They've got the bonus point. And now let's see if they could catch their own points. Last word for Team Leicester. The last word for Team Leicester is noticeable. Noticeable. Your 30 seconds have begun.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places.
N-O-T-I-C-I-B-L-E.
N-O-T-I-C
I-B-L-E.
I-B-L-E. That is incorrect. Another chance for a bonus point.
N-O-T-I-C-E-A-B-L-E.
N-O-T-I-C-E-A-B-L-E. Excellent. One bonus point right there. Leicester and Warsaw. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Warsaw had just gained their one bonus point. For this segment, for the spell test, Leicester has gained a further 8 points. And Warsaw has also gained another 8 points. Mm-hmm. MashaAllah. What is the final segment? Let's take a look. It is Q&A. Questions and answers.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The last segment this is. The last chance this is. Especially for these teams, Warsaw and Leicester. The last chance to go through to the next round. To go through to the next round. We'll have one winner and one the second winners. We're all winners, aren't we? The last segment is questions and answers. You'll be asked questions and answers on general questions and answers. But each team will have 6 questions, which means that for this segment, you can gain a total of 12 points and possibly some bonus points too. Which means this segment will decide who will be going home the winners and also returning, and who will only just go home. And inshallah, maybe in fact, remember, 2 teams who did not win will gain a second chance. But they are those 2 teams from the losing teams with the highest points. Mashallah, we'll start from the right team, Warsaw. Remember for this, yes, you have 30 seconds, but you are also allowed to confer. Let's go question number 1. Which book, it shouldn't be a problem for you guys, which book of Hazrat Imam Malik rahmallahu ta'ala is very famous? Yes, Team Warsaw.
Muwatta Imam Malik.
The Muwatta of Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala an wa rahmallahu ta'ala. Excellent, that is the correct answer. Team Leicester, question number one. What is the real name of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala?
Nu'man bin Thabit.
Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. Excellent answer. Next question again for Team Warsaw. Question number two for you guys. Who was the first one to dye his hair? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the first to dye his hair. Who did? Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, write his very first Madani booklet about?
Biography of Imam Ahmad Raza.
A brief biography of Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi Ridwan rahmahullahu ta'ala. MashaAllahu Azzajal, excellent answer. Again, Warsaw. Which people will first enter paradise?
Can we still answer the question?
Yes, we're waiting. 30 seconds has begun.
Shuhada.
The martyrs.
The martyrs. Your 30 seconds have ended. Your answer was the
Shuhada.
Shuhada, the martyrs. That is not the correct answer. For a bonus point, Leicester, I will need a quick answer.
The destitute muhajirin will be the first people to enter in Jannah.
The destitute muhajirun shall be the first to enter Jannah. Excellent, mashallah, azwajal. That's one bonus point for Leicester. And now, Leicester, is your chance to make a change. Your question is, which saint is famous with the title of Hafi?
Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala.
Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr bin Harith, also known as Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmallahu ta'ala. Excellent answer right there, mashallahu azza wa jal. Team Warsaw, the next question for yourself is, which graveyard is Hazrat Sayyidina Ziyauddin Madini rahmallahu ta'ala buried in? And next to whose blessed shrine is he buried? Ooh.
In Jannatul Baqi, next to the people that are buried in Jannatul Baqi.
He is buried in Jannatul Baqi, next to the people that were buried in Jannatul Baqi. MashaAllah, a brilliant answer there, Allahu Akbar. It is right in a way though, isn't it?
2 marks.
But it's not. It is not the required answer. You see, in a way this is two, but in a way it's one, because the person he's buried next to is very, very famous. And for a bonus point,
Sayyidi Qutb Madina is buried in Jannatul Baqi, a few yards away from Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala.
Buried in Jannatul Baqi and next to Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Excellent, mashallah, Leicester. That's another bonus point for yourselves. And let's go to your own question, Leicester. The question is, who was the first one to migrate with his household after Hazrat Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam?
It was Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the first to migrate with his household after Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the correct answer. Team Warsaw, the first or the second to last question. The question is, what is the real name of Huzur Data Ganj Baksh Rahmahullahu Ta'ala? And the answer is, your time has begun. Is it Uthman? Are you asking me? You're telling me?
It's Uthman.
It's Uthman. For a bonus point, Lester.
Ali bin Uthman Ajwairi.
Hazrat Ali ibn Uthman. The father's name was Uthman, but his name was not. Hazrat Ali ibn Uthman Hajwiri rahmallahu ta'ala. Let's go to your question, Team Leicester. In which country is the blessed shrine of Hazrat Sayyidina Uwais Qarni rahmallahu ta'ala situated?
It is situated in Syria.
Subhanallah. It is situated in Syria is the correct answer. That was the second to last, meaning we now have a last question for each team. We have a last question for each team. Which Gohl would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam use?
Ismid.
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, he would use the kuhl known as ismid, mashallah. That is the correct answer, which leaves us, Lester. This can decide your fate. One more question. And the question is, which companion, radiallahu anhu, their famous title is Khadimun Nabi?
Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also known as and was proud to be known as Khadimun Nabi, the servant of the beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. That is the correct answer, mashallahu azza wa jal. Which takes us to what? Which takes us towards this score. Firstly, for this segment. Now, for this segment, we have Warsaw with 6 points. And on the other side, mashallah, towards the heart, the brothers who they came, they started brilliantly. Then they took a step back, they thought, mashallah, you know, let's give them a chance. And then maybe they let you get a little too confident. But did they surpass you or not? That's another question. But they have gained for this segment in particular. Leicester has gained 15 points.
Subhanallah.
Mashallah, Azza wa Jal. 15 points. Which means the final score for Leicester is 53 points. 53 points. And Warsaw, this leaves you with a total of 48 points. Well, there's mixed feelings there. There's mixed feelings there. And mashallah, Leicester has won this competition. But if he was on Madani channel, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless both teams. They are both winners. Alhamdulillah, just taking part. This makes you a winner. You have joined, this makes you a winner. Anybody who has learned a single thing, this makes you a winner. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we had two teams. On the one side, we had Leicester with 53 points. And then we had Warsaw with a humble 48 points. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. So we have in the first position, Bradford and Coventry have tied in first position. Second position with 58 points, just 1 point behind, we have Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Team Luton, followed by Team Manchester with 57 points. Allahu Akbar. These four teams all have won. So every one of these four teams will be going to the next round. They are then followed by next team with 56 points size. This is London, who did not win. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, 56 points, a brilliant number of points. Meaning what? London, although they have lost, they shall go through to the next round. Followed by Bolton with 55 marks. So still a chance to go through. 55 marks. And then after that, there is Dewsbury as well as Rochdale, both tied with 53 points. And finally, we have Team Warsaw with 48 points. But another winner amongst those with 53 points, Leicester has also joined them. So Leicester shall be going through to the next round. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you yourselves would have also taken part in the quiz program. You yourselves would have contemplated over the questions. You would have given your own answers to the questions. Now for this competition for today is our respected Habib Madani Sahib. Habiba, if you could please come join us on stage, inshallah azza wa jal. You've brought a few balls. It seems like you might have brought one for yourself too. There's three which will be given out, mashallah, to our three contestants who did not win. This is in case they do not join us again to receive the gift. We thought we'll give them the gift today, inshallah azza wa jal. One to our Hafiz Ali Atari, one to mashallah Manib Shah Sahib, as well as our Hafiz Mubin Atari. MashaAllah, brilliant. This water contains, as we have mentioned previously, MashaAllah, it contains various blessed waters. That's Zamzam water. That water by which the Ghusl Ka'bat al-Musharrafa was done. Alhamdulillah, the rain water of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Ghusl of the Gumbad al-Khadara water, rain from Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, from the well of Hazrat Usman, from Bi'r al-Ruha, spring of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, the ghusl of the blessed shrine of Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahu ta'ala, as well as the well of Bi'r of Mufruhat, the well of Bishrab, the dam of Amir Ahl Sunnah, and also water from the madrasa of Sayyidi Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a huge well done, honestly. MashaAllah, you did brilliant. A big well done, MashaAllah, to everybody. And the Leicester team, you've not gained your gifts and prizes today. But inshallah, when you come, you'll gain this as well as many other prizes. We hope to see you guys in round two, inshallah. But if it was of Madani Channel, that's all for today. Inshallah, please do join us for the next competition, the last and final competition of the first round, and this will be between Birmingham and Blackburn. Who will the winners be? You'll have to join us to find out. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.